1. On looking at life. Trying to live successfully without knowing what life is like trying to drive successfully without knowing what an automobile is. What we understand about the nature of life will largely determine how we approach the living of it. God made us in his image and breathes life into us, and we become expressions of his glory clothed in human flesh. As spirit beings very like God, we moved in harmony with God and flowed with nature in the world made by God. Then came the tempter, evoking rebel deeds from untamed desire. The divine flame died, and flesh became a mortal prison. The Creator responded with a stream of redemption equal to the sweep of devastation. The spirit was born anew, free of the mortal prison. Restored by the sacrifice of Christ, the human spirit can be occupied again by the Spirit of God. But nature, now distorted, does not flow in harmony with it. The rebel deeds had brought to earthly power Satan and the force of evil. The enemy of God, cast from the heavens, rules now the kingdom of this world. Occupied by the enemy, the kingdom of this world is a perilous place and does not provide comfort for the children of God. For the prince of this world targets the people of God and seeks to destroy them. But his power is limited by the sovereignty of God, and the inner spirits is invincible to him. The invincible spirit grows in stature, strengthened by the winds of adversity, and the trees at the timberline are made stalwart by the storms. But the flesh, the realm of the mind, is not invincible, and there the enemy mounts his attack. The mind is the storehouse of all our knowledge, the instrument of our humanity, and the wellspring of our personality. The mind gathers the threads of experience and weaves them into patterns of perception, into tapestries of earthly vision. The enemy attacks this realm and turns it into a wasteland of warpage and willfulness, of prejudice and pride. We lose our way in the wilderness of conception and misconception, chasing the butterflies of transient temporal dreams. While the fortress of faith stands secure, the flesh becomes a battlefield where the enemy oft prevails and lays the warrior low. God did not spare his own people from the ravages of this battle, nor the patriarchs or the prophets or the apostles, or even his own son, Jesus. God did not spare Joseph, deliverer of Egypt, falsely imprisoned by the fury of a scorned adulteress. God did not spare John the Baptist, peerless prophet and forerunner of Jesus, beheaded at the caprice of a sensuous dancing girl. God did not spare the apostle Paul, ageless architect of his church, from shipwreck and beatings, from imprisonings and beheading. The endless parade of suffering and afflicted yields an inevitable conclusion. God did not send his son Jesus to eradicate earthly ills. To measure faithfulness of faith by deliverance from earthly ills is contrary to the course of the faithful and trivializes the sacrifice of Jesus. It is not wrong to pray for deliverance from earthly ills. It is wrong to insist upon deliverance as the inalienable right of the redeemed. Adversity is more important than prosperity in shaping our spirits. Our light affliction works an eternal weight of glory. Only when we understand that God is more concerned with our spiritual vitality than our earthly prosperity can we live successfully in this world. Human life is created by God, consists of spirit, mind, and body, a threefold being complete only when God indwells the spirit. In the metaphor of the automobile, the body is the vehicle, the mind the engine, the spirit is the driver. The body without the mind has no control, the mind without the spirit has no direction. The purpose of the automobile is the transport of persons. The body may be battered, the engine faulty, but when it transports persons, its purpose is fulfilled. The purpose of humans is to glorify God. The body may be infirm, the mind imperfect, but when the spirit is possessed by God, the purpose is fulfilled. Though catastrophe follow catastrophe, and this earthly frame be devastated, if the purpose of God is fulfilled, the success of life is assured.